The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Hour number three. It's quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations. You have made it. Another weekend is upon us. What a weekend it is. Tennessee puts number one on the line. Laying it on the line. Tomorrow up at Corrupt Arena, a building named after a man named Adolf. You know the story. Wouldn't recruit black players.
Known racist.
Got his teeth kicked in by Western Texas. Now UTEP. And, and they had known racist Papa John behind the bench the last time we saw these guys play. I mean, it's just a despicable hive of scum and villainy.
Wonder if Papa and Peyton are still close.
No. No, Peyton wouldn't stay tight with
Peyton,
a guy like that.
Peyton, I'm certain, he's got certain principle. That Peyton, yeah, he's got a PR staff.
Well, beside that, he's not a racist, and he just turns his back on those who show their true colors like Papa John did. Pizza's still pretty good. All right, Bear, got five things.
I was going to ask you last and last, swear to God.
Whoa.
I swear to God.
The comeback of... The
I
return.
Want it. I've been missing it.
Five things I
Hell
want to see.
Yes.
The return of the five things.
Five things I want to see tomorrow.
Give me just a second.
Against Kentucky.
Get my pen ready.
Number one, we talked about it with Larry Vaught. Bone. Get boned.
Bone zone.
Get in the bone zone. Bone. Dominate Ashton Hagans or Emmanuel Quickly, whoever they put out there. Jordan Bone has got to run the show tomorrow night in Rupp Arena. Number two, Alexander. More Kyle, less Lyle. Need Kyle Alexander to show up. Not Lyle Alexander. He sucks.
Be kind.
We need Kyle out there tomorrow night. I would put him on PJ Washington. We talked about it with Tweet or Phil. Somebody talked about it last hour with us. You don't want to get... PJ Washington's a load. He's going to be hard to handle, and he's going to get his, man. He's going to be tough. But I want to see Kyle Alexander frustrate him with his length. I want to see him block shots. I want to see him alter shots.
Yep.
I want to see him doing his thing. Big Kyle Alexander. Number three,
Trace
Bowden, the Hornet. Talked about it, Bear. Put him on Tyler Harrow. We don't need anybody shooting. You know, this team's shooting like 50, 60% from three-point range on us. This has got to stop, man. This has got to stop. I want to see Bowden continue the tear that he has been on both ends of the court. Number four, rebounding. You hear, I asked Vaught, what does Kentucky need to do? And he said, pound the offensive glass. We can't get killed on the boards. We need the boards to be at least a stalemate. One of the enduring images of the loss in the SEC tournament last year, what I thought was a turning point, was, and I can't remember who it might have been. Who's the guy playing for the Nuggets now in the NBA? Is it Vanderbilt?
Or, yeah.
Coming up and just spinning by Kyle Alexander. It was they shot the free throw. Kyle did not box out. They got a huge dunk put back. It was a huge momentum change swing play with about 5 minutes to go. I don't think we ever recovered. We've got to play soundly.
We got to clean
the
glass.
Game. Absolutely. And number five, Bear. Number five.
Finish strong, Russ.
Send those toothless, brainless, gutless, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, meth-addled, slack-jawed yokels from the coal mines back to the coal mines with their black lung, with their Ashley Judd, to their Klan meeting. Send them back. Send them back sad. Send them back devastated. Crush their hopes and dreams. That's the top five. Those are the five things I want to see tomorrow.
Russ, I will say that's a
lot. Top five at five.
The segment's a lot stronger during basketball season. A lot stronger.
I feel like it's pretty strong during football season. Don't let the fact that our football team sucks. Here's the top five for the football team. Five wins, because that's what we got last year.
Oh,
I was a little disappointed that we didn't see any of the old familiars, like, play a clean game.
Protect the quarterback.
I'd like to see that. Play a clean game. Yeah. Don't get Jordan Bone killed the way we do Jarrett Garantano. I don't need to see the Black Knight
out
there.
I'm sorry. That just brings it all back to me. We've got to make sure that anybody we play understands that it is totally unacceptable to put your hands on him.
Well, I don't want to talk football right now, man. We got a huge basketball game.
I'm talking about Jordan Bone, you dullard.
I didn't know that. Like, who's puts there? Oh, because Bone's been getting rattled around a little bit?
Yeah. It needs to be known in the conference that if you go at him, you got it coming back at you.
Zach is coming at us on the phone lines, 865-546-8200, if you want to jump in. What up, Zach?
What is that, W?
Zachary!
How are you, Brandon the Bear, doing today?
Fired up, man. How about you?
Same. Feel very confident until you brought out the five things.
Oh,
I just hope that's
sorry.
Not a cheat.
Sorry.
That just brings back bad memories, W, of playing a clean game, protect Garantano, don't jump off sides, and we do it every game. So,
but think about this, Zach. As bad as last season was, we still kicked the crap out of Kentucky in their best season ever. They will never be as good as they were last year, and they still got bent over the beer barrel and shown the 50 states in Neyland Stadium. We slapped them around, dipped the ball in dog dew, shoved it down their throat, and made them like it. Zach.
You got to promise me another rant like that. That's one of your best ever. When you went on there after voluntary reaction after we beat Kentucky in football.
Don't you ever try that again. You ever try and pull that again? Coming to Neyland step to us?
That was awesome. Hey, W, I forgot to tell you, the last time I was there, watched the Missouri game, met a friend. I went to Leaderboard, one of your sponsors for football.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool place right there on the strip. Of course, it's a little weird when you're near 40 years old.
Yeah,
hanging out with college people.
A lot of college kids around playing like N64 and stuff, and there's 40-year-old Zach trying to be cool. I know how it is, man. It's weird, man. Bear, you're pushing 50. What's it like when you walk in the bar now and all the college kids are there? Because I don't go to bars, dude. Well, neither do I, but like every now and then, like
I go to the back door, and everybody else is – it's the same people I've been seeing since I was like 18.
Did you go to Leaderboard at any point this past year?
I did Tennessee Tailgate one day. Yeah, a bunch of kids.
I was down on the strip. Meeting some friends a couple of weeks ago, and like just coming out of Gus's.
Did you go to Cool Beans?
No, we were coming out of Gus's, and like these college girls, you know, cute girls came by, and like all my 40-year-old friends are like checking them out. I'm like, what are you like? That is a child. Like, what are you doing looking at her, man? Like, just stop. All right. Cosby. I mean, Chris Hansen's about to come out here and tell you to have a seat right over here. I'm sorry, Zach. I've hijacked your call. Go ahead.
That's fine. Just real quick about the game. I'm like everybody else, and I don't want to sheep it up, but I feel very confident about the game. I do. I echo all the sentiments that Phil and Tweet said, that I believe this time we have the better team, whether we play, you know. I fully expect to win this game. I've never been really able to say that before in basketball, but I'm very confident. I think you know, all the whistles and everything, Barnes will, you know, that'll all balance out. But what I meant yesterday about Bowden, I trust him completely taking that three off those screens. I mean, it's just the way we've been shooting lately and the offensive play, I don't think Kentucky will have an answer for us offensively. It'll be come down to our defense. I think we'll be honed in, locked in, ready to go. It's a national spotlight. These guys are not going to get rattled. I still say we win by 6 points, despite everything being away in Kentucky and despite having, you know, the corrupteries on their side. So I'm sticking with six, mark the tape. I'm excited about voluntary action because I think we're going to have a great time. Russ, are you doing it?
Oh, yeah. We'll be here. We'll be here. Voluntary reaction. When the game is over, tune in to your friends here at Fan Run Radio. We will be breaking it down. It will either be a celebration of epic proportions or a complete and total debacle.
Complete disaster.
I will talk to you then, and I'll be singing Rocky Top when I call in. Boys, take care. Have a great weekend.
And a boy. Good stuff, Zach. Appreciate you, man. Zach's feeling it.
Everybody's feeling it. We put a poll in the field.
Swagger.
Have we checked on the poll?
What is the poll?
Just simply, will Tennessee win tomorrow? Will Tennessee win at Rupp?
At Fox Sports Knox. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb. Oh, this is 90%, right? I mean, who in our followers are saying no to that? A couple of trolls, maybe?
No, I'd say there's probably, I'll say between 10 and 15% who are just looking at it through a historical
prism. How
about this?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? With 10, like, this, we're playing Carson Newman in football, like, no chance. 0, we're playing the Patriots.
What? That makes no sense.
If it's a football game, I'll say
I'm putting mine at 7.5.
That's exactly what I was going to say. 7.5, and that's solid, right? That's about as going to Rupp. That's about as confident as you'll ever be.
That's 75%.
I'm going to say I'm at a 5.
Really? Is it 50-50 for you?
Yeah, because I asked you earlier, if we go to Rupp 10 times with these same two teams, how many do you expect us to win? You said 5.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
5 or 6. So maybe I'm 55%. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, the poll. Will number 1 Tennessee beat Kentucky tomorrow night at Rupp Arena? Yes or no? With 88% of the vote. Yes.
Baseball balls scoreless after 2 innings against Appalachian State in the season opener going over at the
– February. We're already playing baseball? Yeah. For real?
Yep. Wow. Season opener going on right now over at Lindsey Nelson. Tony Vitello.
Oh, God.
Trying to get things rolling.
Me. I was getting ready. Wow.
What?
I was getting ready to say his name. That's not what I was going to say.
Well.
Tommy Vitello.
You'll get it someday. You'll get it someday. What was it you were saying on the way over here? I was listening to you, and I was like, oh, my God. Who's the team we beat to be number one earlier in the season, or the team we beat that was number one earlier?
Gonzaga.
Yeah. What's their nickname?
The Zogs.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We'll find out who's on the docket coming up. Russell Smith.
The docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
NC State senior guard Eric Lockett arrested early yesterday morning, charged with assault on a female, according to arrest records. Lockett was charged Tuesday by the Raleigh Police Department and arrested Thursday at 5 a.m., NC State coach Kevin Keats announced yesterday that Lockett was suspended from the program. Former Florida International, he's a graduate transfer, joined NC State this past season. Missed Wednesday's win over Syracuse while, quote, tending to a personal matter. Evidently, this was it. 6'5 guard, averaging 5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. He's the second NC State player in the last 24 hours to be suspended or leave the program. You'll remember this name, former Kentucky transfer Sasha Kalea Jones, who was not on the team's bench Wednesday night. He is no longer a part of the team, according to Kevin Keats after the game. Meanwhile, police in Wichita.
I'm going to Wichita.
Called to a Home Depot after it was believed that a man was making a bomb threat in the store. Listen to this. Sedgwick County Communications recently released the 911 audio in which the caller tells the operator that someone may have made a bomb threat. Quote, we just had a customer here made what they say may have been a bomb threat. He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it three times. Staff was alerted to the possible bomb threat after a person overheard a man in the store's restroom. However, authorities learned that the threat was actually a euphemism used by the man who had left a trail of devastation in the restroom.
What'd he say? He dropped a bomb?
That's kind of a common term.
He said that y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Wow.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
I felt like the guy was just giving everybody a public safety announcement.
He said he was going to blow up the bathroom. Evidently, according to the police report, he meant bowel movement.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
And the police recalled had to show up at the Home Depot. Can you imagine? You're just there trying to pick up some
the guy
some
didn't
wood
get
glue
in trouble,
or something.
Did he?
Arthur Posey, the man in question, faced two charges of communicating false information of planned arson.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
You're in a public place, man. You're not at your office. You're just joking around with your coworkers. Like, people don't know. He's going in there, and he's like, yeah, I'm going in and drop a bomb. Steer clear of there. Don't nobody go in the bathroom 30, 45 minutes. There's a bomb in there. That is the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You check them out online at dag-us.com or call 865-566-0800. DAG has years of experience helping clients across the United States obtain the compensation they deserve. Furthermore, lawyers at their firm live right here in Knoxville and are engaged members of our community. Your one-stop shop for all your Social Security disability needs. Pick up the phone, give them a call. One call does it all at DAG, your Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800 for Disability Advantage Group. We've got breaking news this afternoon on The Drive. Knox County schools canceled, closed for 3 days next week through Wednesday. They will reopen on Thursday. Congratulations, kids.
The children of Knoxville are rejoicing right
now. You got a five. I'll tell you.
You remember this ever happening when we were kids?
The teachers of Knoxville rejoicing as well. They get a five-day weekend. 5 days.
Yeah, but a significant portion of them are sick as dogs. That's why they're having to call school out.
I mean, the flu is just laying waste to...
Because I didn't know that until someone in my family who works for the school system told me it's not about... But it's because the subs and the teachers, they don't have enough teachers to cover classes.
How big of the anti-vax move? Like, do you think that's a significant portion of this, people not getting their flu shot?
No, I don't. I wouldn't tie it into the anti-vaxxing movement.
Because, like you just said, I don't remember this happening. And maybe it did, and I'm just misremembering. But I don't remember. You know, I remember snow days. I don't remember.
Like sick days?
No.
I do remember they called it for cold maybe one time, but it was like with wind chill, it was like 30 below. 20,
well, again,
25,
I mean,
30.
Illness. I don't remember. No. Brandon, did this ever happen when you were in school, public school system?
In that one house school he went to, like little house on the prairie up
there
in Granger
County? Was it Granger
County Schools? You've seen Granger High School. It's a
state-of-the-art facility.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got little Miss Wilder out there on the prairie teaching the kids their arithmetic. They're reading, writing arithmetic. All right, kids, gather around the well.
Get your plates out.
We're going to churn butter when this is done.
Yeah, very funny. Anyway, I remember it happening maybe once or twice where they'd let out.
But, I mean, speaking of the – have you seen the measles, which was eradicated as a disease?
Oh, my God, man. People are so
stupid. In the U.S. in 2000.
Yeah.
There were no cases of it. Then I saw this kid who's, like, in his teens.
Are the mumps coming back, too?
Yeah. He snuck and got vaccinated. Seriously, his mother's
just
horrible.
So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel really bad for the children of these people, but, I mean, it'll all work itself out. Darwin.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, maybe thinning of the herd.
Our kids are vaccinated. My kid is.
Rick, does this happen in Dallas? They close schools for illness?
It would never
happen.
In Plano, right?
That's a huge school district.
Yeah. You got one of the top 25 high school stadiums on that Texas website, the Plano. It's kind of generic looking, though.
I never liked it.
All right, back to the breaking news desk this afternoon.
Oh, good Lord. More. Got a breath running over there.
Lines just released for tomorrow's games. Kentucky opens up as a 3-point favorite.
Do what?
Over our Volunteers. Kentucky.
Oh, really?
-3, according to VegasInsider.com.
I'd like to see the look on Admiral's face when he got that news.
Oh, that's good news for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good news for
us.
That's
got some little image of Admiral reading a paper. Oh, we're a three-point underdog, eh? Let's play. They better have their shoes laced up tight tomorrow up there in Catland.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
Does it change the way you think? Because, I mean, we've been walking around here with our chest puffed out, full of confidence.
I'm full of confidence,
but I think either way it's probably going to be a three-point game. It's a toss-up up there. Yeah. I mean, they're number 5.
Take your heart medication tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be one of those nail biters.
I'm going to keep my TV. I'm just going to listen to Bert and Bob. I'm not even watching on TV.
I wish we got the first home game, because if this were here tomorrow and they were coming in here, there's not a doubt in my mind we would absolutely destroy them.
Probably be favored by, what, 8?
I think we would absolutely wipe them off the face of the map. We would give them the mumps tomorrow if this game were in Knoxville. We'd make them wish they had the measles.
Be utterly outstanding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's – and I think we'll win here no matter what. But I think with – you know, this town's ready to explode, man. And we haven't been challenged in so long.
This could – I mean, if we win tomorrow, it could send them into a tailspin.
Yeah. That would be their third conference loss, so they're pretty much out of it at that point.
Yeah.
Barring some kind of miracle. I still think LSU has another loss because they're just so sloppy, man. And they're a great team, and they're well-coached and everything, but I could see them losing one of those Florida games or something like that. I could see them stubbing their toe. Is that crazy of me? Am I just
– No. Working like heck on Twitter says he's heard that Pat Adams is working tomorrow's game.
We're working like heck.
Is that bad for us?
I mean, he's just a bad official, you know. I don't think Kentucky fans are like, oh yay, Pat Adams is working the game. I think we probably all have the same, like, at some point he's probably gonna blow a call and be very demonstrative about it. I just hope it's on them, you know. Yeah. I hope it doesn't come down to that. I mean, like, that's just no matter what you think about, you know, whether or not Kentucky losing Tuesday night was good for us, I you see officials blow a call that basically decides the game, which, I mean, it rarely happens, if ever. Like, they'll blow a call or something, but, I mean, it really stands out. Like, we remember here 20 years later, the Jabbar Gaffney no catch in the end zone. Like, when
– That wasn't a catch.
We remember the Dooley's Dozen game. We remember the bowl game against North Carolina. Like, those just stick with you forever. So, anyway, big game tomorrow. Tennessee and Kentucky. Vols a 3-point underdog, evidently, according to the so-called experts over there at VegasInsider.com. Your phone number, if you want to jump in here, talk about it with us, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Quick timeout. Back with more. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.
The Drive. Hungry?
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com. Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive rages on. Garner says your meeting started slow with Bear's intro. However, the kid chiming in seems to be well-versed in communications. Is he talking about Rick?
I have no idea.
Is Rick the kid?
I don't understand a lot of what Garner tweets.
Ricky the kid. I like that. The kid. Okay. Okay. We'll play with that.
There are wild trade rumors floating around the station right now involving all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Standing offer right now for Rick is what was it? Apparently Bentley, Rick, a case of vodka.
Case of volunteer vodka and intern to be named later.
I mean, that Cam kid's showing a lot of promise on their show. I'm just saying, he might be a diamond in the rough.
I want the young lady who's helping out with overtime now. This,
she definitely class that joint up.
This show could use a feminine touch.
I don't know.
You did so well the last time
I don't know how she would feel about that, the way you came at Lexi.
I mean, it would make a lot of – first of all, the kid over here would sit up straight, take his hood off, and act like, you know, like a grown man. Bear would have to watch his manners. Brandon, I mean, you're generally presentable.
I feel like Lexi was – when we had a female intern on The Drive, she looked at me like a mentor.
All right. Basketball tomorrow, big game. Obviously, there was a press conference earlier, Jeremy Pruitt talking about his staff. We've been over this a little bit. Here's some comments from Pruitt just talking about the addition of Jim Chaney and Derek Ansley as the defensive coordinator. Nothing? Get the thing.
Got nothing.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Well, I think as a staff, we've hit the ground running. You know, there's really a lot of carryover, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I know we've added Jim, but, you know, some of the things that he's done, things that we had did here last year, and he has a very unique way in a teaching progression. I think he's very efficient with his time, his words. I think it's simple, and I think our coaches and players are excited in the direction we're going. Defensively, you know, when you talk about Derek Ansley, he's a guy that was a graduate assistant for me for 2 years and then was the defensive backs coach. And so, you know, we're very familiar with each other. You know, I think it's good to work from the back to the front. So I think he brings a lot of experience, coached a lot of really good players. And probably when I start a sentence, he can finish it.
Jeremy, a couple things. Will you continue to call plays on defense and kind of more on Ansley? Did you, you know, when you first worked with him at Alabama, I guess when he was a graduate assistant, did you know kind of his future trajectory could be what it is working in the NFL, working in the SEC, and now being a defensive coordinator?
Right. I think Derek's been in very high demand for the last several years. Obviously, he was the highest paid DB coach in the NFL after only being there for 1 year. But, you know, he's a guy that is ready for this. He's been ready for quite some time. I think with the fact that with Derek and Kevin and Chris and Tracy in one room, I can already see the cohesiveness together. You know, I guess Tracy's probably State when Derek played. So everybody knows each other. Last week. So I think we're heading there.
Nothing worked. And we've had like a great streak. We have had a great streak of no technical issues around, and this one stinking cord, and I bought this cord with my own hard-earned dollars. It's practically brand new, and it doesn't work. A piece of it makes me mad. It makes me mad when the stuff doesn't work.
I'm blaming it's optional.
It's optional.
Because you know Chance is doing your thing now. He's got a soundboard.
Is he? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For drops?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
Swear to God. He's got an iPad just like yours, except his screen's red, not blue. I've been telling you. And everybody thinks, Bear's just trying to stir the pot around the station again.
Golly, man.
Going all in.
Usually
it's optional.
Usually it's all the other shows on the other stations that rip us off.
No.
In our own house?
Yep.
A2 Chance?
Former member of the Drive. Drive Emeritus.
Okay.
That's how they want to play it.
That's fine, man. That's fine. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Maybe it's just a sign that that stupid piece of doesn't work, that we shouldn't be talking football the day before this basketball game. Is that it?
Yeah, no, and like in the second segment, we shifted to football, and it just doesn't feel right. No.
It doesn't feel right.
No.
We're 5-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like no offense to
we haven't lost Skull in regulation can, but in basketball.
We haven't lost at home or away in basketball.
Five or six of our players are in a zone unlike anything we've ever seen in Knoxville.
Look at these. Garner sent us some clips, screenshots. I guess this is StubHub.
Right. What are they
going for? Floor center seats. And this is just for one ticket on the floor center. What do you think?
Let's play $1,200.
You saw the tweet. He sent it to you too.
No, I swear to God.
$1,200.
That was just a good
on
guess.
The floor. $1,800 for row AAA, court 15, whatever that means.
Those are the good seats.
Wait a minute. This isn't true. But these are like anybody can put these on online, right? Because it says upper level baseline $97,000. Is that like just somebody goofing around? Like,
yeah. But I would say
here's one upper deck $160.55. Go sit in the upper deck and watch this.
Nah.
If I were there, I would like if I didn't have voluntary reaction, I'd drop a you know.
I wouldn't want to sit in the upper deck. I'm telling you, man. I've sat in the upper
around
deck.
Around those mouth breathers.
I sat behind the Kentucky bench. That's where my problem started. I was like third or fourth row. I was with it. Let's put it this way. Rick Pitino could hear me. And did.
$97,000.
There's some gomer up there. Honey, we're selling the house.
You shoot your shot out there. Like, you don't know, man. Maybe Ashley Judd really wants to go to the game. She doesn't have a ticket. Like, what's $97,000 to her?
Baseline 221. Where is that?
Let's get Westchester in here. Westchester, you're on the Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Great.
Listen, I want to end this weekend on a little positive note here. Any of you mouth-breathing Tennessee fans out there that don't think we're going to go up there tomorrow and whoop the tail on those cats, need to go ahead and sell your orange or donate it to Goodwill or something. Because Tennessee's going to go up there tomorrow, and they're going to take care of business. It may be a little close, but they're going to take care of business and rep, and they're going to embarrass the crap out of those cats. And there's going to be, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a wife or a dog in the state of Kentucky tomorrow night. It's going to be a rough night for them.
Oh,
Vols win big. You know why? You know why they're going to win? Because Westchester told you so. Woo! Go Vols!
Westchester
Makes me nervous.
Flat, fired up. Yeah, I mean, he is. I was thinking the exact same thing. I don't want to put it out there like that.
Yeah, I will.
He is the king of
love
the cold
Westchester,
tape.
But he's
like
yeah.
his predictions rarely, if ever, come true.
Yeah, like but if he tells me something,
well, he was just saying we were going to kill them. Like maybe that just means we win close, which would be fine with me. Just win. That's all I care about at the end. I would love to go up there and run the fan on them, but if we walk out there with the W, with a 57-55 W, I'll take it.
You and Westchester at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, you both walk up to the betting window. He bets his house on a team. I'm betting the other team.
That's kind of rude.
Not really rude. I'm just – he's his track record. I just said I love his calls. Nutty guy. Funny.
Jeff is next on the drive. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys, what do y'all think the overwhelming smell is in Rupp Arena? Is it A, the smell of a skull can? B,
it's just around the cheerleaders.
The smell of manure? Or C, the overwhelming stench of inbred relations?
Oh!
How about D, all of the above?
The answer is D, Barry. You nailed it. I mean...
horse crap, skull.
I want to go. Listen, I actually
what is
had
the
tickets.
Smell of inbred relations smell like he asked against his better judgment?
Dollar General store perfume counter, I would imagine.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, it's the smell of, like, awkwardness and, like, mixed in with relations, if you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep it radio friendly here.
Thank you. All right, we got you.
But anyway, you know, this game tomorrow, you know, what was interesting was that last year, that Tennessee game that we beat them with, that Lamonte Turner daggered them, that LSU game was kind of like that, don't you think? Sort of went down the last second, and then at the end of the day, they were sat there with their arms crossed, like wondering what happened. I don't really think that's what's going to happen this Saturday. I really feel it's the first time probably ever in Tennessee history that I feel like we could go in there. I'm not saying we're going to. We could go in there and win by double digits and not even sweat it, but I do think we're going to win. I think it'll be closer than that, but it is the first time I could say we could go in there and win by 12 to 15 points, and then not really surprise me and watch those guys cry walking out the door. I'm going to get off here. And hey, Ashley Judd, she can go get some. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Don't really know what that last comment means, but okay. Things getting a little off the rails here as we finish up the show this afternoon. Callers getting a little loose with the language, a little loose with the innuendo. The comments, it's getting a little weird. Getting a little weird.
Utterly outstanding.
Stay with us.
Love that drop.
The drive continues. Fan Run Radio, the shocking conclusion coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back with more after this.
The Drive.
King County's their latest branch open in Morristown, CNBTN.com. Citizens National Bank. All right. Got a full bank. Let's mow through these phone calls. Aussie Gator up first.
He surfaced.
Hello, Aussie Gator.
Go Gator.
G'day, Russ. It's a long time between drinks, isn't it, mate?
It has been a minute. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, good, mate. Good. I just thought I'd weigh in on the big game tomorrow night.
Yeah, give us your neutral perspective here.
Very neutral. Well, from what I've seen with Tennessee, you know, watched a few of their games, and what I've noticed, the big difference between Kentucky and Tennessee is Tennessee's got that leadership, you know, and obviously Florida has had zero leadership on the court to be able to take over any player to take over the game in the last, you know, scoring drought for 7 minutes. And from what I see with Tennessee, they have the two leaders on the court. You know, if one's not on there or both of them are on there, you know, you've always got that leadership. Whereas Kentucky, they're a young team. They're not going to have that, you know, junior, senior leadership and experience that those guys have with Tennessee. And, I mean, you guys walked into Rupp last year and you weren't as good as you are now and you took the win. And so, you know, so I think, Kentucky hasn't lost two in a row in Rupp since Calipari's been up there, but and that's the first time for everything.
Records are made to be broken. That's what I always say.
That's right.
How are they feeling down in Florida about Michael White, Ozzie?
He's got like three McDonald's All-Americans coming in next year.
Does he?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's had a lot of bad luck with the bigs that he's brought in. A couple of guys transferred, got injured, got one guy got, you know, like five head problems, and he transferred out. He's just had bad luck. And then we got Stokes, that guy that was a brother of Tennessee player 4 years back. He was pretty good. You guys were like a play away, I think, from the Final Four or Elite Eight against Michigan 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brother. Well, he's meant to have been good, but he just carried a lot of extra weight and hasn't performed. He played better, I think, on against Vandy, which, you know, who can't beat Vandy. So, you know, I mean, it's mixed. I mean, as you know, down in Gainesville, it's like if you're not sitting at the table with the big boys winning titles, you know, you're looking stupid. So, you know, I think there's a pretty short leash on him. Obviously, Strickland didn't hire him, so it makes it easier, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's going to, you know, they've got high expectations down there. Mike White, they're not living up to him this year.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you know, tournaments and stuff, SEC tournament, and, of course, the March Madness, it's all about matchups. And, I mean, you guys came across that hot Loyola Chicago last
year. It's a sore subject. We don't like to talk about around here, Gator.
Yeah, it's just matchups. If you get the wrong team that gets hot at the right time, it's, you know, it sucks.
It does.
You know, if I was putting money on it, I'd say Tennessee gets the W.
All right, good stuff. Well, there you have it. The Aussie Gator taking the Vols tomorrow. Anything else, my man?
Yeah. That is all. You take care. Enjoy
all right,
the show.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
As he sinks back into the swamp.
Well, we could talk to him now. Like, I didn't want to hear from him in football season.
No.
But now that we've waxed that ass twice in basketball, like he can call again.
That's why I wanted to ask him about his about the basketball program.
Right. Let's get Haji in here next. Hello, Haji.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I haven't watched 10 minutes of Get Up since it came on the air, but I put it on this morning because I figured they'd probably be talking about the game, and I just had it on while I was working, didn't pay attention to it until Greenberg said, there's a couple of games I want to talk about this weekend, one of them being a LeBron deal, and the other one Tennessee-Kentucky, and they showed clips while they were talking of Kentucky for like 40 seconds, not one single piece of orange saw the screen, and they were just talking about Kentucky, basically, and when they came back to them, he said, has there ever been a more quiet number one than Tennessee? And then before the guy that took a breath to say something about it, he just went on and talked about the next thing he wanted to talk about. He didn't. That's the only thing they said about Tennessee. It just pissed me off even more. Just hate Kentucky. But here's my thoughts on it. The line is 3. It was 4, I saw earlier, too, yesterday. And that just tells me that Kentucky's going to win. But I believe it's going to be a thriller. It's going to be a great game. It's going to probably be the winner's going to get to 80. Everybody's going to be talking about it tomorrow. They can't. They're going to still have more respect for us because we showed up in there. You know, everybody's giving us their best shot. And
do you think we get respect? Like, if we come up short and lose a close one, do you think we get respect? I mean, I don't think, like, anybody will write us off, but I don't think – there's no such thing as a moral victory tomorrow, man. If we lose the game, we lose the game, and it's going to suck no matter what.
No, that's true. There's no moral victory for sure, but I just think it's not going to be the situation right now is, like, everybody's just waiting for us to lose so they can put Duke to number one. They've been waiting for it for 3 weeks, so that's the only part I don't like about it. But I just think everybody's giving us their best shot, and, of course, they're going to.
Sure.
And that I don't like that they lost the other night. That just made it worse for me because they've been playing better than anybody in the conference the last couple of weeks. Kentucky even better than us, and that's true. They've had better competition. We just haven't played anybody that's as good as they are in a long time, and I just think it's just going to be a little. But I think we're going to compete. I think we're going to be right there till the end, and they're just going to clip us. So they might get a call and make a couple free throws and win by 4 or 5, but it's just going to make the next one even better and much better, you know, more rowdy when they come down.
We are much more likely to blow them out at home than they are to blow us out tomorrow.
I agree with that.
So
I agree with that. And then game three will be epic, the tournament will be worth watching instead of, I know you want to win the tournament more than anything. I just think
win the stupid freaking SEC tournament.
That may be for a one seed. Game, if Kentucky stays hot, if they beat us and then we beat them, and
if we win out, we win these last eight games and we don't get bounced on Friday in the SEC tournament, I think we're a one seed no matter what.
I think if we lose three, we're guaranteed a one seed no matter what. If we lose four, it could be dependent on who beats us out of the one seed.
If we lose three games, we're guaranteed a one seed?
That's two more. Two more.
Oh, overall.
Yeah.
So, like, one regular season, and then, like, if Kentucky pops us and then we lose a game in the tournament.
Yeah, because everybody else is going to have in that same boat.
I thought you were saying four teams
with two losses ahead of us.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Haji, thanks, man. Got to run. Appreciate the phone call.
See you guys.
Great tweet from Tom Satkowiak, Vols Sports Information Director. I guess we're busing up to the game.
Yeah, why would we not?
It's a long ride, man. I thought we might fly.
Like 2.5 hours?
This is a long bus ride for our guys. I feel like we should spare no expense. Anyway, they've got a shot of Barnes on the bus watching the baseball game on an iPad saying, we got to get this run in.
Yeah, Vols are leading right now, 1-0.
How cool is that? How cool is our coach, man? This huge game going up there. He's just relaxing in the back of the bus watching a college baseball game.
Tommy Vitello and the Big Orange baseball team.
How about that? Pretty, pretty cool stuff. Roger, we're out of time, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You are more than welcome to stay tuned. I'm sure the overtime guys will be glad to take your phone call. Poor clock management there on my part. Podcast will be up momentarily. Don't forget, as soon as it's over, voluntary reaction tomorrow will be with you right here in your Fan Run studios, taking your phone calls. Thank you, Rick Butler. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Brandon. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Overtime coming up next. Voluntary reaction tomorrow. The drive again Monday. No flu days for the drive. We'll be back. Y'all be good.